Game 2 of the World Series. The Mariners 8, the Dodgers 7, 12 in. Canzone delivers again as Mariners steal Game 2 in Los Angeles. Dominic Canzone singled home the go-ahead run in the 12th inning Tuesday night, completing a stunning 5 RBI performance that gave Seattle an 8-7 victory over Los Angeles in Game 2 of the World Series and a commanding 2-0 series lead heading home to T-Mobile Park. The Mariners needed every one of those runs. Los Angeles had clawed back from a 5-run deficit with a thunderous 6th inning, tied the game in the 7th, and survived 11 innings of gut-wrenching baseball before Canzone, who had already deposited a grand slam into the left field seats in the 2nd, found a way to break hearts at Chavez Ravine one more time. The decisive sequence in the 12th began with the automatic runner on 2nd, and Canzone lined a single to center off Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who had been rushed in after the Dodgers' AI manager removed Evan Phillips following a 29-pitch effort. Phillips has been outstanding through 28 pitches, 6 batters faced, 0-H, 0-R, 0-walk, 2 strikeouts, still in his first time through the order, the Dodgers' AI manager explained. At 28 pitches, he's approaching the threshold where reliever effectiveness begins to deteriorate. We're in the 12th inning. It was the 2nd consecutive inning Los Angeles had pulled a dominant reliever before allowing a base runner, and both times Seattle made them pay. Yamamoto, a starter pressed into a one-out fireman role, couldn't escape the inherited mess. The game turned on 2 of baseball's most violent swings, separated by 4 innings. Canzone's 2nd inning grand slam, a towering shot to right center that capped a 4-run burst, seemed to puncture whatever energy Dodger Stadium had stored for October, but the crowd rediscovered its voice in the bottom of the 6th. Andy Pages launched a 2-run homer to cut the deficit to 3, and then Mookie Betts, his first signature moment of this young series, crushed a 3-run shot to dead center that tied the game at 5 and turned the ballpark into a roar that carried well past midnight. When Tommy Edmonds singled home a run in the 7th and Shohei Ohtani drew a bases-loaded walk to knot it at 7, it felt for all the world like Los Angeles had seized the momentum it needed. Then the bullpen management unraveled in slow motion. The Dodgers' AI manager pulled Alex Vesia after he retired no one, brought in Brock Stewart, who was brilliant, 4 strikeouts in 5 batters, and then removed him at 30 pitches entering the 8th. Stewart has been outstanding, but he's at 30 pitches, which is the threshold where reliever effectiveness begins to decline, the manager explained. This is a tie game. Edwin Diaz was equally dominant over 2 innings, racking up 4 strikeouts without allowing a hit, before the same logic applied at 34 pitches. Phillips extended the lockdown through the 10th and 11th before his own early exit set the table for Canzone's walk-off. Seattle's Andrés Muñoz handled the final 5.1 innings without allowing a run, rendering all of it moot. Canzone finished 3-for-5 with a walk, 5 RBI, and 2 runs scored, a performance for the ages in a Road World Series game. Pages matched him in tenacity, if not volume, going 3-for-6 with his 2-run homer and 2 runs scored, giving Los Angeles's lineup a legitimate weapon to build around the rest of the series. Logan Gilbert gave Seattle a needed foundation, working 5.1 innings and striking out 8 before the Dodgers' 6th inning eruption chased him. Logan's had a solid outing, 8 punchouts, and that FIP tells you he's been our guy all year, Seattle's AI manager explained when removing him. But he just gave up 2 runs this inning. We're only down 3 with the heart of the order coming up. Muñoz then took the ball and didn't give it back, converting the save and earning the series' defining performance to this point. Blake Snell labored through 4 innings for Los Angeles, surrendering 5 runs on 8 hits before the Dodgers' AI manager held him in through an early inning deficit on leverage grounds, a decision that looked defensible in the 2nd, but catastrophic in the full light of the final score. Los Angeles now faces an enormous hill. No team in World Series history has come back from a 2-0 deficit to win when both losses came at home, and the series shifts to Seattle for games 3, 4, and, if necessary, 5. The Mariners have outscored the Dodgers 15-14 through 2 games, but more telling is what they've done to Los Angeles' psyche. Twice now, they've watched Dodger Stadium erupt, and twice they've answered. This has been a Deep Dugout production, AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.